So the Lee Johnson footballing philosophy is what? Success obviously is promotion, but to get there you like your sides to do what?
Well, I like to football to be played as I see it, the right way, which is a nice tempo to our play, a nice positive attacking play, organised at the back. I like progression. I like the fact that players individually give everything they've got to gain those marginal 1%, if you like, that are going to take them to the top of their game. Because I think if they're doing that, then that breeds confidence, that breeds an energy. It drags other players with it. It's almost embarrassing not to put the effort in. And that's what I want to see. And my teams must reflect my personality. As a player, I was okay, but I was a good footballer and ran around a lot. So minimum requirement, that's my personality. And I also want to mix that with the sort of traditions of the town, which is a hard-working town, of course, and, of course, unbelievable history. That goes along with that and that sort of work ethos, if you like. And I think from what I know of Barnsley fans, they want to see that on the pitch, and I certainly want to make sure that not just the players we bring through the academy, but the players we recruit actually understand that. And that's just not on a Saturday, by the way, that's actually day in, day out. And there has to be a consistency there. Listen, people are human, I'm human, fans are human, players are human. There's going to be bad days, but I think I'm confident over a course of a 2-year, 3-year period that we'll be in a better place, and I'm looking forward to getting my teeth into the job.
From the answer you've just given there, you strike me, if there's one professional characteristic you've got, it's been thorough. No stone unturned, if you like. Is that kind of correct?
Yes, I think it's an obsession, if you like. It's not always good. You ask my wife, she'll be saying I need to relax a bit more, but I think it's just that hunger and desire to want to do well, and you want to achieve for your employers, for the fans and everybody that's involved. I want to achieve for myself and the players. I think the players, the real buzz you get as a coach is to see a player improve, and if a player improves and takes out onto the pitch and scores a goal in front of the faithful and everybody talks about him, sings his name, and it's something maybe you've worked on in training or something that you've guided him into, you do get a massive buzz from that. And for me, the team building process is the reason I'm a football manager or coach, if you like. And that's what I love, the team building process. So any detail in that team building process is going to be very thoroughly looked over by me.
So your title is head coach. Why not manager?
Well, I think it was something that the board wanted. I was fine with it. For me, most titles now, a head coach. You've only got to look at the Tony Pulis situation, of course, going into West Brom, and the answer he gave, which was a good one.
So you're getting a director of football then?
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, there's no plans for that at the moment. I think that the key point to it is that I'm in charge of anything football. I mean, in-goings, out-goings, football-wise, team selection, everything that goes with that. You have to be very strong nowadays on that and stick to what you believe in. There's been certainly no indication otherwise at this club, and that's what I'd expect, and I'm looking forward to really putting my stamp on the club, really, and I like that title. So I am a coach, I'm a qualified coach, and I've worked hard and spent a lot of money to get there, travelled all over the world to look at different products and different academies and big clubs, and it's paid off. And on a personal note, it's very satisfying to know that I put in that time, and now I've landed a really good job at a club like Barnsley.
Three final things from me. One, Barnsley as a football club over the summer set their stall out to want essentially a young, hungry, ambitious team. They have a crop of youngsters, 7 or 8 of them, that are all on the fringes of the first team. How big are you on that? How important is that type of thing to you? How important will they be in your plans?
Very important, for sure, because they're good players. But I think you also have to be careful. I don't think you can fill a side in League One with potential, because what you'll be is potential. Mm. And in 5 years' time, you'll still be potential. So you have to get the blend right. And I think League One's about making sure the pieces of the jigsaw fit. We talked about creating a value within the squad, and that doesn't mean for monetary purposes. That means to progress up the league table and also improve people. So you might need a 31-year-old centre-half, for example, next to Bree, the lad Bree, for example, that be able to bring him out and helps him achieve the experience and the technical qualities in a match that needs to come out for him to get his best game out, to raise the value, to raise the standard of himself and the team. And listen, young players, of course, they've got flaws, but they've also got a lot of positives. Do you know what I mean? The fitness, the hunger, desire, they haven't had injuries. They understand the town and the culture through living locally, most of them. And we're excited. I don't want to get obsessed with playing youngsters because we also want to recruit good players. And at the end of the day, if you're going to have serious aims of winning the league, if you like, you've got to recruit good players, and you've got to recruit players that know the division and know how to win in this division. And I think many people get that wrong. If you look at Bristol City, they've signed some good middle-of-the-roaders, if you like, and people that are good players for the division, hand-picked that to a sort of a methodology in the system that they play, and then brought through a couple of youngsters as well. And the ones have dipped in and out, have then gone on loan and been successful there. And that's a good model for us this year because they've done it well.
Did you go back to Oldham? You built a fairly healthy-looking team there.
Yeah, some good players at Oldham, of course. It's a good squad. We've done very, very well in the summer as far as, of course, it's a small budget and one of the smallest.
Do you like them enough to bring one or two here?
Well, I don't want to be disrespectful to anybody, certainly the players that are here already. I think it's a case of making sure that I know the ins and outs of each player and then get into the summer. And, of course, when the summer comes, you're in the open market like everybody else is, and it's up to you to... and the club and the chief executive to make sure you recruit the right players. And the good thing is here, everybody's keen to recruit in the right way. And the use of the different tools with the stats and the pro zone, the scouting system, scoring systems, everything that goes along with that, of course, accumulated by me at the end, has had input by everybody. And that's so important because... it's a major part of everybody buying into what we're trying to do, and that's what I enjoy. That, and I'll try and head that, of course, and the tip of the iceberg, of course, is Saturday, 3 o'clock, and hopefully, through a lot of hard work and energy, we'll produce good results on Saturday.
Let's end on that then. Saturday, 3 o'clock this week, Gillingham. Have you come across them this year? What do you know of Gillingham right now?
Yeah, we actually lost 3-2 at Oldham, which is a good sign, I suppose, because we know their strengths and weaknesses now. But no, I know they've had a great run. New manager's come in and done well. The pitch is heavy, and it's going to take a certain sort of style to go and get a result there. But the boys are confident. They've had two good wins. You could see the buzz around the place, and hopefully new manager coming in as well will add a little bit of a spark. And listen, we'll go there and try and win the game. That's the one thing you can guarantee with me as a manager. We'll go and try and win every game.